وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس من أمتي من لم يجل كبيرنا ويرحم صغيرنا ويعرف لعالمنا حقه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, we can never thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sufficiently for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing us with this beautiful and comprehensive deen of Islam. Islam is a comprehensive deen which covers every facet of our lives. Unfortunately, many of us have understood Islam only to be a few rituals or some forms of ibadat or certain acts that we do in the masjid, and we have as though confined deen to this. But deen is a complete, perfect way of life. Today we wish to speak on a very important aspect of deen, which as time is going, it is diminishing from our lives. And that is the aspect of adab and respect. Respect is a very, very important aspect of deen. If we look into the lives of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, lives of Sahaba, lives of pious predecessors, we find respect was an outstanding feature in their lives, to such an extent that some of them said that that person who has got no respect, he has got nothing. He may be the wealthiest person, he may have all the properties, he may have all the degrees and education, but if he has got no respect, he has got nothing. And on the contrary, if someone has got respect, maybe he never earned a lot of the wealth, he does not have a lot of dunya with him, he does not have any title to his name, but he has got respect, he has got everything. So this respect is a very, very important aspect of our lives. When we speak about respect, then respect for our elders, respect for our seniors, respect for our parents, respect for our tutors. I don't think it will be incorrect if we say that this is an era of disrespect. It is a time when disrespect is so rife that you will actually hear incidents of students even killing their own tutors. You will read these types of incidents. It might be mind-boggling. It might be shocking. But it is a reality. This is the time we are living in, where someone could stoop so low to even go to the extent of killing his own teacher or his own tutor. So when we're speaking about respect, respect for our elders, our seniors, pious people, ulama, respect for deen, respect for the masjid. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi is a famous incident. You know, after the Quran Sharif, the most authentic book that is found is the Bukhari Sharif. And perhaps also the book that is recited most frequently as well. Imam Bukhari is in a masjid, and one person on his beard, he's got a small blade of grass or something, and he just dusts that off his beard, and it falls onto the ground of the masjid. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi is looking at this. But he waited for a time when no one was watching. He goes and he picks that up and then he puts it in his pockets. Why? Because he could not tolerate that piece of dust in the masjid. What you cannot tolerate on your beard, you cannot tolerate on your clothing. How can you tolerate something like that in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now how often don't you find people just dropping things in the masjid? Sometimes somebody is eating khajur and he's breaking his fast and he just leaves a seed there. So Imam Bukhari picks this up and he puts it in his pocket. Then you see Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi became Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. There was some sifat, some outstanding qualities. This was the element of adab. This is just one example I am giving you. You'll have to go into a whole bayan just speaking on the adab and respect of Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. So respect for the masjid. Respect for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect for the Quran Sharif. Respect for the azan. Sometimes you go into a home and you find a person got a big TV. Now he's not supposed to have the TV there in the first place. But on top of the TV, you'll find the Quran Sharif. Above that there is a cabinet. Now that filth that is being portrayed on that TV, how could your inner self and your inner respect ever allow the Quran to be in an environment like that? So respect for the Quran Sharif. Respect for rahmatullahi alayhi, great saint of his time. But there was a turning point in his life. Before he became a great saint, he was a person that was involved in vice, in sin. One day he is walking on the street. He sees a piece of paper lying on the floor. Listen to this very attentively, respected friends, because often we will find a lot of pieces of paper and whole papers lying in our home sometimes, lying on the floor. So Imam Bukhari, this Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi, he picks it up and he sees Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim written on that. And he feels so hurt. Bismillah, Allah's name on the floor. Someone chanting Allah's name. How can that happen? So what he does, he has 2 dirhams in his pockets. He goes and buys some itar, very, very expensive itar. And he applies it on Allah's name. And he puts it on a high place, on a respected place. That night, Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi sees in the dream, wherein someone is telling him, that today you have raised our name. Today you have put fragrance on our name. We're going to put fragrance on your name fi dunya wal akhirah. In this world and in the year after, every time people will take your name, they will take your name with respect. Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi. Till this day and time, hundreds of years have passed, but this is the respect that people still, you read the books of history and great muhaddisin writing on Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi. This was the level of respect, respected friends. This is what we are lacking in our lives. This is what we need to bring in our lives. If we've got that respect, we've got everything. It is sometimes through the barakat of that respect that Allah will give us salvation. Allah will bless someone with dunya also, with deen also, because remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures have got no shortage. And Allah is not stingy. Allah can bless someone with dunya. Allah can bless him with deen. But that is provided we bring and inculcate within our lives this important aspect of respect. Respect for learned people. You know, sometimes you'll find pious, learned people coming from different parts of the world. Old people. People who gave their whole life in deen. And you'll see this man has come to a certain masjid. He's come to a certain facility. Alright, maybe people may not, someone may not have a time, they have the time to sit in the program. But you'll see that youngsters will just walk past without any regard, without any respect, not even saying at least, you know what, this is a pious man, he's a learned man, he's come from a foreign place, let me make salam to him. Inshallah, the barakat of salam, I don't know what I will achieve with that salam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi was a very great saint of his time. He was of that level that ulama mentioned that if you take this man's name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat will descend. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi had to visit a certain place. And the whole city came to like a standstill. Everyone is preparing. This great alim, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi, is visiting this city. Standstill, the whole city, all the people are gathering. And so much of noise. That time the Khalifa Harun Rashid was in one of his palaces and he heard all this noise and people gathering and he told one of his slave girls to go and look from the window and see who has come. Or what is the matter? Why is there so much of noise? Why all people are waiting? Why all the people are gathering? So the slave girl comes and tells the Khalifa that they are all anticipating and waiting for the arrival of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi, the great saint and alim and muhaddis and mujahid of his time. So the slave girl then tells the Khalifa that, oh Khalifa, this is the real kingdom and rulership. It's not your kingdom and not your rulership. This man's kingdom is a real kingdom because the people's hearts are attached to this man. And people had the respect of deen in their hearts. Yes, now you will see a situation where a wealthy person is sitting and people are queuing up to meet him. You will see that. You will see it all the time. Why? Because the respect for wealth is in our hearts. The respect for deen. Such an important thing. This hadith which I read in the beginning of the khutbah, Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala an, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Laysa min ummati." That person is not from my ummat. While we all will boast over the facts and make shukr and thank Allah that we are from the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as though distancing this group of people from his ummat. "Laysa min ummati." These people are not from my ummat. "Man lam yujilla kabirana." Who does not show respect to the senior among us. Our senior people, our elderly people. The man is old, the man is elderly, and you don't show him any consideration. You don't show him any respect. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this person is not from my ummat. Let alone outsiders. People don't even show their own father's respect. Allah is saying, "Wala taqul lahuma uff." Don't even say uff to your father. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he sees two people. And he asks them, that tell me, he asked the one person, "Who is this man to you?" So he replied, "This is my father." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu an told him, "La tusammihi bismihi." First thing, remember, don't ever call your father by his name. Don't ever call him by his name. Always use a title of respect, of love, Abba or, you know, Abu, or person calls Papa, whatever it is. But don't ever call him by his name. Then he says to him, "Wala tamshi amama." Don't walk in front of him. This is your father. Always let him walk in front. It may be sometimes, you know, where there's a need that you have to walk in front because you know your father wants something, so you're going forward, you take his permission, let me just go forward, open the door for you, make something comfortable for you. That may be a different situation. Otherwise, you will walk behind your father. "Wala tamshi amama." And then Nabi Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala told him, "Wala tajlis qabla." When you go anywhere, let your father sit down first. Then you sit down after. Don't sit down before your father. Because that is showing disrespect to your father. That is your father. Eventually, this is whatever it may be. Whoever the person may be. Whatever his character be. Whatever his qualities be. But that is your father. You have to show him that consideration. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he says, on one occasion, I was walking in front of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. I'm walking in front of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees me. Immediately reprimands me. "Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is senior to you. Don't ever walk in front of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala." And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and this is the aqidah of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the sun has never rose and never set on a person more greater and more virtuous than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. That is, besides the Anbiya alayhi salam, or after the Anbiya alayhi salam, greatest personality to set foot on the surface of this earth was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taught the Sahaba these different etiquettes. But unfortunately nowadays, this is something that, let alone the youngsters, even people who are older also, we don't even identify this as part of deen. But this is a very, very important aspect of deen. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Laysa min ummati." That person is not from my ummat. Who does not, mallam yujilla kabirana. Who does not show respect to our seniors. Wayarham saghirana. And who does not have mercy on our juniors. You've got someone that is junior to you. then also youngsters also, have mercy on them. Have compassion on them. If you need to correct them with wisdom, correct them with diplomacy. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ لِعَالِمِنَا حَقَّ. And he does not recognize the right of an alim, of a learned person, of a scholar of deen. He does not realize that لَيْسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. That man is not from my ummah. Imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I mean, this is obviously something to really be worried about. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so kind, so compassionate, so merciful, so loving, and he's saying, this person is not from my ummah. I don't want to have anything with this man. He's not from my ummah, because my ummah will always have good values. My ummah will always have good morals. They'll have adab. They will have respect. Speaking about, you know, the right of an alim, we will conclude now with this last incident. Sheikh Muhammad Owama Saab, Damat Barakatuhum, a senior alim of Madina Munawwara, still living, he says on one occasion, the great Mufti Mahmudul Hasan Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was present in Madina Munawwara. So Sheikh Muhammad Owama thought to himself, let me pay this great alim a respect. This was, you know, the level of respect these people had. Imagine a man who is already a scholar, a man who is already a luminary, but he feels the need to go and sit in the company of someone who he regards to be senior. How much more we need the company of pious people. So Sheikh Muhammad Owama, he goes and he sits and he gets speaking, and it is close towards Maghrib time. And one of the attendants of Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali asked him, Hazrat, namaz time is approaching. Do you require to make wudu? So Mufti Sahib told the person, كَيْفَ أُجَالِسُ هَذَا الْعَالِمِ وَعَنَا عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ وُدُو. How can I sit in the company of this great alim and scholar when I don't have wudu? Whereas that was someone junior to him. Sheikh Owama, Damat Barakatuhum, then comments, and he says, I was not actually worthy and deserving of this treatment, but I just wanted to show you the adab and respect of this great mufti of his time, and great alim of his time, and it was these qualities of adab and respect that made them what they became. That is what gave them that acceptance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what had given them that lofty position. Respected friends, we have to inculcate this respect in our lives, as I mentioned, for everything. Even Yawmul Jummah, the day of Jummah also is a day of respect, and we need to inculcate, we need to bring this respect also into the lives of our children. Our children, we need to teach them, we need to explain to them. If they will see us showing respect, they will also learn respect. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.